Okay, so I want to just take us back for a minute. Gary took us all the way up to Kuf Kaf Amud Aleph. I want to step us back just for a second to the bottom of Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis, and thank you, Gary, again for covering as usual. The Mishnah had a machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Elazar, basically about the case where the Gemara presents a separate case, a little bit different from the Mishnah's case, but the bottom line was, what would happen if there are these two women, right, who are Yevamos? They're two women who are married to brothers, right? And each one gives testimony about their own husband, right? But their own personal testimony, if it's just an Eid Echad, it's not going it'll work for themselves or not for the other person. If it's Shtei Eidim, so then it'll work for both of them. But the point was, what would happen if each of them says their husband died, and then they do Yibam with these other brothers, right? There's not just two brothers here, there's multiple brothers. And they each do Yibam with other brothers. So the Mishnah said, Nisyabmu Umesu Hayavam. So what happens if they do Yibam with these other brothers? So there's, Reuven and Shimon, they're the brother. They're one married to Reuven, one married to Shimon, and there's Levi and Yehuda, who are also around, and they come back and say Reuven. Each one says Reuven died, and the other one says Shimon died, and then they go ahead and they marry Levi and Yehuda based on their testimony, who are standing right there in front of them. And then after they marry Levi and Yehuda, those two, Levi and Yehuda, both die also. So what happens in that case? So the Gemara, the Mishnah said, the Tanakhama say, Asuros Lehinos, they can't get remarried. Why? Because they're stuck in the same place, right? I give testimony about this guy, he gave testimony about that guy. Each of us gave her only an Echad, only helps for myself, but I can't rely on her testimony to say that the Yavam is dead. In which case, how am I going to move forward? But Rabbi Elazar says, Ho v'husru, the Yavamin, husru l'chaladam. Right? Once we let them marry, right, Levi and Yehuda, who were present, right? So once we allowed that, so now they can, now even after Levi and Yehuda die, and you say, well, wait a second, they can't get remarried because we still don't know the status of either Reuven or Shimon for each of them, right? So once that happens, it doesn't matter. Since we allowed them to marry Levi and Yehuda, so now if Levi and Yehuda die, they can go ahead and marry, anybody else. They're allowed to move forward. So Gemara asked the question, we're 4 lines in the bottom of the Gemara, and Kufiyot Testament Beis, by Rava, my time with Rabbi Elazar. Why does Rabbi Elazar disagree with the Tanna Kamma and allow them to get married because they had already been married, allowed to get remarried once, to do Yibam once at least? So is it Mishim Dekasavad Sarah Mi'ida Lechaverta? Because we assume that one co-wife is allowed to give Edus for her co-wife, which typically we've said until now is not permissible because of the concerns that they hate each other, etc. Oh, Dilma Mishum Dihi Lo Mikalkala Nafsha. Or is it because, no, we assume that if she's giving testimony, she's not going to want to mess herself up. Right? Meaning, again, which also be against another concept we saw before of the story like, Shimshon being willing to kill himself, to kill the Plishtim. So which one is it that Rabbi Elazar, what's his svar here? Is it because he believes that in general, a rule, Saros can give testimony to each other, or because we make an assumption that any woman would never want to give a testimony that would end up messing herself up too? So the fact that she's willing to give the testimony to say their husband's dead, so we trust her that for her Sara that this guy really is dead, as in terms of the other woman's Yava. Right, because just a reminder, just make sure we know what we're talking about here. Each woman, they're tsaros, right? And they're married to two brothers. So each one of them, when I give testimony about Reuven for myself, I'm also giving testimony about Reuven for my tsara who needs him as a yavam, right? Each time. So the point is, Rabbi Elazar basically is saying that we've trusted her for herself, so we trust her also for her kohen. So what's the reason? So my says, Nafkmina, who cares? The bottom line is we trust him. What is the practical difference between those two approaches? So lansuve l'tsara mekame dida. So the answer is, if we want to allow the tsara, the co-wife, to get married before the woman giving the testimony, right? So the woman who's married to Reuven, so she testifies that Reuven died, and the woman married to Shimon testifies that Shimon died. So why do we believe this woman who is married to Reuven, right? So what's the practical ramification here? Let's say the woman married to Shimon wants to get married first, right? Why? Because if we say that, look, this woman gave testimony about Reuven, it helps this other woman because she not only testified that her own husband died, but the Yavam is also dead, so now she can go get married to anybody she wants, right? So if you say, if you say that a tsara is believed to give testimony for her friend, for her co-wife, af agav delav insiv min sabina lala tsara. So it doesn't matter who gets married first, right? This woman gave testimony about her husband, Reuven, so the other woman goes ahead and gets married, right? Because we trust her. It doesn't make a difference. But if the reason is because we assume that she wouldn't mess herself up, so what do we say? So then the rule would be, if it's only because we know she wouldn't mess herself over, so we first have to wait for her to get married. Right, the fact that she's getting married based on her own testimony. She says Reuven died, and then she goes ahead and she gets married to somebody else. Okay. So the fact that she got married, what does it show? This is serious. She really means this because she wouldn't want to mess herself up. Right, so the fact that she went and got married, meaning if she's just trying to mess up her tzara, she's not going to get remarried. Why? Because now Reuven's going to come back, right? And she's going to end herself be in trouble. So if it's just because we believe that she wouldn't mess herself over, then we would have to wait for that first woman who herself gave the testimony about Reuven herself to get married, and then the other woman would say, so now we can trust the testimony, and woman number two can get remarried. But if not, if woman number one wouldn't get married, the woman who's married to Reuven doesn't get remarried first, we have no reason to yet believe her for woman number two, and she wouldn't be allowed to get remarried. So Gemara says, fine, but what's the halacha? What do we do? So Gemara says as follows. Tashma, Rabbi Elazar Omer, ho v'hutsru liyavamin, hutsru lecha adam. Right? So Rabbi Elazar says, since they were permitted, again, to marry other yavams, so then, once again, they married Levi and Yehuda, these other brothers of Reuven and Shimon, who were here, they're around, when they each testified about Reuven and Shimon. So once we allow them to get married, so then even if Levi and Yehuda later die, that's over. Once we allow them to get married, they can continue, they can now marry anybody. Right? So Iyamish Bishlama, so that's what Moses said. Iyamish Bishlama dihi lo mekakal nafsha. If you want to say that the rationale here is about herself, right? That she wouldn't mess herself over, and since she wouldn't mess herself over, we assume that she's telling the truth. Hainu dechi insiv min sabina la. Right, so then it would make sense to say that, you know, once she got married, so now we trust her, right? That's what Rabbi Elazar said. Right? He said, so since she was allowed to marry a different Yavam, so then we allowed to marry anybody, right? So he's saying that because she got married, she can go ahead and now marry somebody else. But Eli Yavam Shum Ditsar Mi'idah LaChaverta. But if the reason was because she just believed, right? She just believed about her tzara. She gave testimony. We just believed it automatically. Afagav the loin siv dami, right? Then who cares that she, you know, hoel since she got married? Now we trust everybody. No, they don't have to get married first, right? So it wouldn't make sense. It wouldn't be. It wasn't dependent on who got married. They got married already. We just trust her. So elish mami no time of Rabbi Elazar b'shum the insiv hu v'lo mekakel nafsha, right? So the fact that Rabbi Elazar said. The language that Rabbi Elazar uses is, well, since they already married Levi and Yehuda, so now we can, then once Levi and Yehuda die, we allow them to stay, to stay open on the free market. So you see that he makes it dependent on the fact that they got married already, right? So in which case it sounds like the svara is that it's about the fact that she wouldn't mess herself over. So Gemara says, well, that's not necessarily true. Why? Because Rabbi Elazar l'divrayhem ka'amar lehu, right? Meaning, maybe Rabbi Elazar, when he says, he's saying, look, he's arguing even in there, even according to your rationale, right? I mean, what could Rabbi Elazar be saying? Look, if you're asking me, it's a possibility. I mean, what could he have been saying? Look, if you're asking me, I think the tzara is just beliefs about a friend, right? One tzara is belief of the other. Right, and if she herself didn't get married, right, the other woman can get married because we trust her. But according to you guys, right, but even according to you, who maybe you're more machmir, and you say it's only because she's herself wouldn't mess herself over, even you should agree in this case. Meaning maybe he's just saying, look, I don't care if they got married or not. She's always trusted. But in your case is that what? They went ahead, right? Woman one, one's married to Reuven, Reuven two is married to Shimon. They each give testimony, sorry, Reuven one says Reuven died, Reuven two says Shimon died, right? And you want to know, can they get remarried? Well, you asked the second case. The second case was, what if they went ahead and they got married to Levi and Yehuda who were present? He says, look, well, in that case, we should all agree. Right? And that's what Rabbi Lazar, I mean, the fact that Rabbi Lazar is talking about that case doesn't necessarily mean that that's his svara. It's only because they got married. He's just saying, look, he might be arguing, look, I don't care. We always trust a woman to give edus about her tzara. But for you guys, even for those who are going to be say it's only the, it's dependent on the fact that she wouldn't mess herself over, then even for you, we should trust them in this case, and they should be allowed to now go marry anybody they want. Because again, since they both got married, one to Levi, one to Yehuda, we see that we're already trusting them to get married once, to do even once. So at that point, we see even for you, she's not wouldn't be mekalkal herself, and therefore we should let them get married going further. So at this point, we don't have any proof. V'rabbanan, and what would the Rabbanan say? Tomas nafshi implishtim hudkavda, right? And what would the Rabbanan say? No, the Rabbanan would say, according to that, why would it be machmir? And according to this approach, why the Rabbanan say no to that? Rabbi Elazar is saying, look, even you should agree, right? And they would say, no, I have a different svar, which is, there's some people who are so crazy that they'd be willing to mess themselves over and take go down with the ship, basically, right? They'd be willing, we saw that before. So, you know, Rabbanan would argue, no, that was nafshi implishtim hudkavda. She's actually testifying, and she's even though she's messing herself over to mess over her friend, and the fact that she got married doesn't mean anything because she'd be willing to go down with the ship, basically. Fine. So the bottom line is we don't yet have a proof about the sheet. What Reuven's sheet svara is it because he just believes that Saros can give testimony, or because a woman wouldn't mess herself, give testimony that would then mess herself over. Okay, so let's try again. Tashma. Haisha shahalcha hi ubail medina sayam. Right, a woman, she and her husband both went to medina sayam. Ubav ram, and then she returns by herself. Va'amra meis bali. And she says, my husband died. We've seen this case before, right? Tinase v'titok subasa. She can get married, and not only can she get married, but her testimony but as an eid echad allows her to get married and allows her to collect her ksuba. Vitzarasa asura. But her tzara, her co-wife, is forbidden. Okay. Maybe Elazar Omer. Elazar said in such a case, Ho v'hutra hi, hutra nami tzarasa. Right? So Elazar says, no. He says, what do you mean? That's not true. If you're believing her about herself, right, then she should believe her also about the tzara. Meaning, again, this woman comes back and said, our husband, Reuven, died. Not only should she be able to get married, but her tzara should be able to get married. Right? What does that sound like? That sounds like, right, that he only cares about, just says that it's Sarah's beliefs. It has nothing to do with her getting married. It doesn't say, well, once she gets married, then the second woman can get married. He didn't say that. He just said, it says it black on white. Because she can get married, her Sarah also, right, it works for her too. Sounds like we believe a Sarah about the other Sarah. So Gemara says, well, I could explain the language a little bit different. Ema hova hutra Venises. No, Rabbi Elazar didn't say since she's hutra. He said since she's permitted to get married, and since she got married, right now we allow the other tzara to get married. So if I don't have if that's a possibility, so then I don't read it differently. Then again, you don't have a proof. Okay. So Rabbi says, but wait a second. Veleichosh Dilma Begita Asai. And Rabbi says, but wait a second. Maybe the woman showed up, and she shows up actually with a get, right? Meaning Reuven is married to these two women, woman number one and woman number two. Woman number one shows up and says, you know, I was with Reuven, you know, in Dinas Yam, and he died. And she's holding in her hand a get. She's holding a get from Reuven. So what does it mean? Her testimony is not about herself. She doesn't need it. Right? She's already divorced. Right? So the question, well, maybe we should be concerned that maybe she shows up with a get. Right? Right, maybe the only reason that she is, giving the testimony is just to mess over the tzara, right? So then, Ida insiv li, so the question is fine. Good question. Right? Maybe she had that concern, right? Maybe she didn't tell us that she has a get. Right? She has a get. She didn't tell anybody, and she's just giving testimony just to mess over her friend, and has not, and it won't impact her in any way, right? So the question is fine. Ida insiv li Yisrael hachanami. You're right. If she goes ahead herself and then gets married to Yisrael, then you're right. It's not. I mean, the point being, even if you want to assume this point, it's once she gets married, that you know, you see, she wouldn't mess herself over, right? That this is according to that svara. Right? Maybe if she gets married, oh, you see, she wouldn't mess herself over. She's you know, now the other person get married. No, I mean, maybe she's holding on to it yet. We don't know about it, and she's not really messing herself over, and she's just there to mess over her friend or the tzara, right? Marissa says, fine. It's a good point. Either in civil Yisrael, if she goes ahead and she marries a regular Yisrael, hachanami, you're right, we still have that concern. The in civil coin. What's the case? The case that we've been talking about is that when is she believed that once she got married, now must be she wasn't messing herself over and we trust her for the tzara, if she marries a coin, right? If she marries a coin, because we know that she didn't show up with a get. If she had a get, she wouldn't have been able to marry Cohen. So that's the only case where we didn't have, we don't have this concern. And that's where we would say, at the very least, that once she's believed herself to get married, we assume she wouldn't mess herself over. But we don't have, yet. The Gemara doesn't end with any final decision as to what the Svara is. Our Rabbi Elazar, is it because we just trust the woman at Tzara on her own, or is it because we trust the woman that she wouldn't, mess herself up? But we'll stop here. As we move along this week, we shall hopefully have information about Siyam, Mirtz Hashem, in 3 weeks. So we'll talk about some details. So keep your eyes and ears open for information about the Siyam.
I just like how we don't trust her. We don't trust her.